Eternity is real. There are how many possibilities? What are they? Heaven and hell. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Stop improving on the word. John chapter 17, verse 17. Father, the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Father, sanctify them, set them apart, make them holy, distinguish them, make them differently made by your truth. Your word is truth. Truth is not faction, a mixture of facts and tradition. Truth is truth. And the same truth for me is the same truth for you. He told you what that truth is. Now you say, you want to argue with me about facts. Facts have nothing to do with truth. Whoever told you that? The fact was, my vocal cords were covered in cancer. If I'd thought about it, I'd show you a picture of it. That was the fact. I did not walk around and say, I do not have cancer. Because that was a fact. An indisputable fact. And facts don't sway faith. You didn't hear a word I said. Because the fact was I had cancer, but the truth, which trumps fact, was I, by his stripes, I am healed. So if you're predicating your faith on facts, you need to put a blindfold on and earplugs in your ears and tell God, give me faith. Faith comes by watching God topple facts. If there were no facts to bring down, there would be no faith to arise. G.K. Chesterton was an English author, philosopher, Christian apologist. That means he made defense to the largest universities in the world of the gospel of Jesus. He was an apologist. He dared you to try to argue this book with him. God gave him the brilliance. He was also a literary and art critic. He only lived 62 years. I've got him beat by 5 years. He lived from 1874 to 1936. He said this: those who leave a tradition, leave the tradition of the truth. Do not escape to something we call freedom. This generation uses rebellion to say they're free. That's not freedom. That's rebellion. I want my way. That's a number one chorus in hell. I did it my way. How's that working for you? I've never saw anybody that said they did it God's way and ended in failure. Okay. Chesterton, well, Haddon Spurgeon said this. Commonly, it is found, all you preachers or preacher wannabes, perk up your ears. It is commonly found in theology that what is true is not new. Oh, I got a new revelation. What? You mean to tell me what you took 20 minutes to put together and got up there with is a new revelation. What you going to do with the book? The book said the wisest man that ever lived in the book of Ecclesiastes said this: there is nothing new under the sun. To begin with, it's not your revelation. If it's a revelation, it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. People say to me all the time, I've preached, Stephen Furtick called me on the phone the other day, got me playing on his machine in his car. He said, I've preached every word you ever said. I said, good. He said, you mean you don't care? I said, why would I care? What I've received freely, I'm supposed to give freely. Now, if I dreamed it up, that's another thing. But if it's revelation, it came from him, and you are not the first one he ever deposited it in. Man, this is good. Kick the chair in front of you and say, that's good. This is why I don't read contemporaries. And not many of them know much. These men had a relationship with God that would not falter. Listen to this. So Chesterton, he wrote so many books. He would use parables. He was a genius. Let me paraphrase one of his parables for you. There was an English sailor, a yachtsman, actually, an English sailor, and he set out on a trip of discovery, but he miscalculated. He had no GPS. He miscalculated the route, and so he thought he would discover new lands. Finally, he came to shore and he jumped out of his yacht and he ran onto the land and he stuck the English flag in it and he was exhilarated that he had discovered something no one else had ever discovered. And then he looked up and he saw the flag of Great Britain waving about 100 yards away. He had discovered, watch me, what had already been discovered. But in discovering, what? He found home. Don't be concerned that you need some new revelation. Whoa, what a word. You would say that to me. What did I say? Oh! Listen to what Solomon said in chapter 1, verse 9. What has been is the same as what will be. That's how we're able to have faith in this truth. Because it never changes. He is the unchanging changer. Everything is as it was. Nothing new under the sun. I mean, Benny Hinn was a very, very good friend of mine. You think he came up with the healing ministry? I knew Catherine Kuhlman. Do you think she came up with it? No, but there was a healing revival in A.A. Allen and Jack Code, names you don't even know. Amy Simple McPherson. They came up with it. No. What are you going to do with Mark chapter 5? What are you going to do with he wiped the blindness out of Bartimaeus' eyes? What are you going to do with the miracles that manifested in the old covenant? There's nothing new. What we do is we discover what was already discovered. And in that, we find home, we find security, we find protection, we have provision, because it has been there, it will be there. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you. What has been is the same as what will be. Why? Because he never leaves the present tense. You say, I was, Matthew. I was. I am. I will be. He cuts the sides off of it and simply says, I am. Okay. America in general, get this down. 59%, 60% say that religion, now this is the entire population, say that religion is a potential, underline potential, is a potential solution to our problems. But in Gen Z, these are the folks that follow up millennials. The oldest among them is about 30 years old right now. So think of folks 30 years of age and under. Okay, because that's who we're talking about. Because in the baby boomer generation, 75% of Americans held to biblically based values. 75%. One generation later, it dropped to 35%. One generation after that, now in Gen Z, it's at 4%. We got a lot of work to do. 61% of that generation, 30 years of age and under, 61% say religion is the source of the problems. Not education or indoctrination, not education, not the news media, not social media, not the sexual revolution, not rebellion. Christians, they're the problem. 63% say that people of faith are absolutely to blame for the ills of our nation. Now, I have a question for you. Do you think they discovered that on their own? Or do you think somebody told them that? Somebody taught them that while the church was asleep and having Bozo the Clown and Foo Foo the Dog in children's ministry, we lost them. Their parents don't know the word. As I've said before, I mean, we have parents say to me, Pastor, pray for me. I cannot do anything with my daughter. How old is she? 12. I can teach you how to do something with her. It won't take long at all. Teach her right from wrong. Teach her absolute truth. Teach her yes and no. Draw a line in the sand and say, the rest of this day, don't step over it. Why? What? Do you understand? If we don't curb this tide, you will not find a Bible-believing church in America. You won't find one. 38%, only 38% say that it is acceptable to view marriage as between one man and one woman. They just dream that up. No, they watch the church do nothing. Tell the truth. Wake up the church. Sound an alarm. We are losing this thing. Percent of this generation, 30 years and under, say we should have no freedom, no freedom to preach our faith to another person. Let me see. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They will take up serpents. They will speak with new tongues. Go into all the world and preach this gospel. I dare you, those of you watching me across America and around the world, ask your preacher Sunday if he knows, she knows what the gospel is. What's the gospel? Somebody talk to me, what's the gospel? Jesus loves you, number one. Number two, he died for you. Number three, he rose from the dead. Number four, he can change your life. Why? Because he changed mine. Number five, eternity is real. There are how many possibilities? What are they? Heaven and hell. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Stop improving on the word to show off to somebody. This is how far we've strayed. We're going to reach these babies. We're going to reach these teenagers. We're going to reach these college students. We're going to get them into Valor Christian College. We are going to baptize them in the Holy Ghost and fire. And we are going to teach them orthodoxy. They're going to leave these hallways knowing what they believe and why. And they are going to help rescue this generation. So help me, God. Give God praise. Give him glory.
This is a Bridge of Hope update. Hunger Crisis 25.
The latest IPC analysis shows that half of the population, or nearly 25 million people, are facing acute food insecurity levels. This is 3.5 million more people since June of 2024.
At this very, very sober moment in human history, a crisis, dream to even adequately describe, is widening with every passing moment. It begins just across the border from Sudan in the world's newest nation, South Sudan. It spreads then eastward into Ethiopia and Somalia. The women and the children who are existing there in the Horn of Africa are losing their lives. They're starving. In 2025, they are starving in our world. With great, great sorrow, I must add that those descriptions barely scratch the surface of this diabolical, life-threatening hunger crisis. And I pray you took to heart the disheartening report that I just shared with you. The hunger crisis in South Sudan is not going away because we would like for it to. Over 3.5 million more have just been added to the list of those in acute, deadly crisis.
children, like Fatima, who close to her second birthday was certainly not a typical toddler. She was deathly quiet, still, simply too weak to move. Malnutrition, famine, threatened her very existence. But because friends like you responded lovingly, generously to Bridge of Hope, we were able to provide her with nourishing food and targeted life-giving supplements. And today, her mother writes to us that she's healthy, she's happy, and has a bright future. You know, there are so many more children that need our help at this terribly, terribly critical time. They need that help because the situation is just that dire. I must respond very, very quickly. I must rush emergency food to hungry, dying, precious children and their families. And as a result, deeply compassionate friends of Bridge of Hope have established a limited, very limited, $50,000, 21-day, Days of Mercy matching challenge. Your seed sown in faith right now will be doubled in impact during this short, short window of opportunity, just 21 days. Your generous Bridge of Hope gift of only $48 will double to help us feed 16 children for an entire month. $96 can turn a life-threatening crisis into a flood of compassion like it did for Fatima and help feed 32 children for 30 days. Listen, we're compelled to rescue these desperate little ones while we have this opportunity before it's too late. This matching challenge ends in just a few days. So on their behalf, I'm asking you, call now. And do the very best you can. Do it today. You can also scan the QR code right there on your screen. It will take you directly to rottenparsley.com. The children are starving right now. A desperate mother in the Horn of Africa, alone, is praying for someone to help save her child. Is that you? Will you be the one? I pray you will. Please call now. Our phones are open 24 hours a day. The Lord God Himself promises in Matthew 5:7, He will bless the merciful. And I believe God will surely bless you in a double portion for your compassion toward His hungry and desperate children. Thank you.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. You can be the difference between life and death. And double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy matching challenge. We're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do. Then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
Well, now listen to me. If the phone lines are busy, and I certainly pray that they are, you can also give safely and securely by just scanning the QR code on your screen. That'll take you to rodparsley.com. I'm praying that someone blessed of the Lord with a happy and healthy home and laughing children will sow a very special $300 seed of praise in their name. That generous gift, $300, will immediately be doubled and help me feed 100 children for an entire month. A $1,000 seed gift right now will double and feed over 300 children for a month. Oh, wouldn't that be something for you to know you did in the name of Jesus for those suffering so much? Every gift, every single gift is very, very vital, deeply, deeply appreciated in this time of extreme crisis in South Sudan. So please call now or just go to rodparsley.com. We are only a few weeks away from our incredibly anointed spring VIP, very important person, weekend at Valor Christian College, the School of Revival, fully accredited too. Please mark your calendar, won't you, for March 21 through 23, March 21 through 23, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Valor Christian College's student pastor, my anointed daughter, Ashton, is going to be hosting this life-transforming event so you can learn all about Valor Christian College, now celebrating our 35th year of Holy Ghost-directed instruction and fully accredited academics. Our guests for this weekend will be Pastor Germaine and Mrs. Lisa Brunson, and I'll be bringing a very special message you will want to hear. The entire life-changing event is absolutely free, but it's very important that you go ahead and register right away because space is limited. So just pick up your phone or go to the event. .VIP, theevent.VIP. I sure look forward to seeing you here on our beautiful campus for VIP weekend in March. I'll see you next time right here on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.